This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 422. For Thursday, June 4th, I'm Marlo Glass. ICE futures canola contracts are stronger on Thursday, carrying on pricing trends set during yesterday's trade. The July canola contract is up 270 at $463.60 per ton. The November contract is up 240 at $470.80 per ton. Farmers in Manitoba are about 88% done planting this year's crops, and seeding in Saskatchewan is 96% complete. There is rain forecast for most of the prairies this weekend, which will help with germinating new crops. Canola was stronger due to slight weakness in the Canadian dollar. The dollar dipped under 74 U.S. cents for the first time in 2 days at midday. The soy complex was higher on Thursday, boosted by strong export demand. This morning, the USDA announced a sale of 120,000 tons of soybeans purchased by unknown destinations. Of that sale, 60,000 tons are for delivery during the current marketing year. Last week, soybean export sales totaled just over 495,000 tons, which was 23% lower than the previous week and 36% lower than the prior four-week average. Soybean cake and meal sales totaled just under 559,000 tons, which was significantly higher than weeks prior. Soy oil sales totaled 9,500 tons. Corn futures were stronger on Thursday due to positive export data and increasing demand for ethanol. Last week, corn exports totaled over 637,000 tons, which was up by almost 50% from the previous week. According to data from the Energy Information Administration, ethanol production totaled 765,000 barrels per day last week, and ethanol stocks dropped by 700,000 barrels to total just over 22 million barrels. Wheat futures were higher on Thursday. Last week, wheat export sales totaled just over 179,000 tons, which was 14% lower than the prior four-week average. Accumulated wheat exports sit at 93% of the USDA's forecast for the marketing year. Rounding off prices on the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher. The July contract is up 10 cents at $8.67 per bushel. July soy oil is down by a fraction of a cent at 27.8 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal is up $3.50 at $289 per hundredweight. Corn futures are stronger, with the July contract up 5 cents at $3.29 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with the July contract up 13 cents at $3.45 per bushel. Wheat futures are stronger today. Chicago July is up by 11.5 cents at $5.23. Kansas City July is up 14.5 cents at $4.72 per bushel. And Minneapolis spring wheat is up by 6 cents in the July contract at $5.26 per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Thursday, June 4th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.